If somebody gave you the job of building a band for KLOS, like the perfect sound,
right,
that we would love and play,
yeah,
it would be Dirty Honey. It would be that band.
Dude, you're so right. Absolutely.
It's just perfect.
Yeah, they really are. I can't believe that song is 4 years old now. It's been around for 4 years, Rolling Sevens.
Wow, we're
old. Unbelievable.
I need
a question. You know, we've been trading this $1 back and forth as each one of us wins. Are you been hanging on to the same dollar? Because I mean, it's a nice, this is a nice,
I had one that ripped in half.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so yeah, had to toss that, but
you glued it together backwards and upside down. I thought that was kind of interesting. It was an interesting choice.
It was crazy. All right, this is a weird topic.
Okay.
It's not one that we normally talk about, but it's one we should. The best foods to fortify yourself before a heavy night of drinking.
So Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I should be eating these foods before taking off on my usual.
You're going to have a hangover. These foods, if you eat them before you drink, will help the hangover be less extreme.
Really? Really? Yes. Well, I need this list then. Right? I'm just give it to me. I'll give you a dollar just for the list.
The best foods to fortify yourself with before a heavy night of drinking. And there's only eight.
Only eight.
And we'll do six guesses and you get three right.
Six guesses, three right, and there's a total of eight.
Correct.
Who came up with this list? I mean, I'm excited to try these things.
I don't have any.
I gotta say, man, I mean, I've been trying to ward off hangovers
for
pretty much as
your
long as
life.
I can. Yeah. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I, for years, have tried beans, and I would say refried beans, but beans in particular, it seems like that helps with digestion, and I would think drinking all my vodka or rum when I started or my whiskey years,
Sorry.
Yeah, it hasn't helped. I'll tell you, it hasn't helped.
Well,
that was my first guess, though. I thought maybe there was... how about bread? A lot of bread products. Seems like soak up the alcohol. This is what I'm thinking is if you soak up that alcohol, you're going to...
Let me look.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you got two guesses. You got none right.
I'm still thinking soaking it up. Maybe like oatmeal, that kind of thing. I'm just thinking...
Oatmeal. Uh-huh. Incorrect. Three wrong.
Salads. What about a lot of, green lettuce and...
Salads. Four wrong.
I guess that's it. I don't think I can win.
Oh, right.
Talk to me about the eight, my freaky friend.
All right. So these are foods that you should eat before a night of heavy
drinking. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. The most important announcement we've ever made on KLOS.
Number eight is asparagus.
Your pee smells like asparagus.
Excessive alcohol intake harms the liver. However, asparagus is rich in nutrients that preserve liver cells.
Very interesting. I'd be willing to, and I despise and loathe asparagus, but Ox, for that reason,
right,
I'd be willing to try.
Berries.
Berries.
Berries such as raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries are high in fiber, antioxidants, vitamin K, C, and other vital vitamins.
There's someone listening at home right now. I know. You're making a note of these things, right? We're going to need these, especially for this weekend. And next weekend. And the weekend after
Number
that.
Number six is chicken.
Chicken, really?
Another high protein rich food.
Huh.
The nutrients act together to slow down the rate at which the blood drinks into your system.
Huh. Very interesting.
I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean. Number five, salmon.
Huh. I just started eating salmon. I've never really eaten it in my life, and I've just started, and
I'm not a fan.
I wasn't either, but now I'm kind of on board.
What happened to you?
You get a little butter and you get a little lemon on top. And
salmon is recognized for having high vitamin B12 levels, allowing you to counteract the effects of alcohol on the red blood cells.
Very interesting. Eating these ahead of time helps soak up that booze.
Hopefully will help you have a
less hangover, yeah.
Number four is banana.
Banana.
Mm. Potassium-rich food.
Hmm. I will have banana the morning of the hangover, and it does help.
Potassium helps in fluid regulation, blood pressure, and other functions. Number three is nuts.
Not nuts. Really?
They have high healthy fat content.
Maybe that's why they have them at bars.
At bars, yeah.
Yeah.
It does an excellent job of slowing down the pace at which the body absorbs alcohol.
All right. Good to know.
Number two is this huge surprise to me.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Watermelon?
Yep.
Really? That doesn't seem like there's anything to it.
Well, I mean, it's 92% water, so water, of course, is what you need. In addition, watermelon is high in potassium. which helps reduce the alcohol's effect.
I have in the last year found that, you know, they always say drink as much water as you drink booze, and that has helped immensely.
Sure, of course.
Like crazy. It's nuts.
And number one.
Yeah, number one
thing to fortify yourself before a heavy night of drinking is eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs are a high protein food source. The proteins take longer to digest, so when consumed before drinking beer, its slow metabolism helps slow down the alcohol's absorption as well.
Okay, all right. I mean, we're talking Boilermakers, but okay. Listen, that's awesome.
That's the
really
list.
Good.
That's the list of things that you should eat
that
before you drink.
My new weekly grocery list. Thank you, dude.
At which point, he ran back to his room, took off his clothes.
Disrobed.
And ran out into the lobby and started singing opera at the top of his lungs, nude.
But at least it was good. You know, a lot of times, like, I'll bust out into opera, and it's horrible.
So you think the people were just sitting around going, oh, this is lovely.
No, except for the visual, I'm kind of enjoying this.
He threatened staff.
That's sure fun.
Because he was angry.
Right.
They called the police. And they evacuated residents to safe areas when Holland reappeared from his room wielding a bow and arrow.
That's not an arrow.
It's a metal-tipped arrow.
Ooh. Wow, dude, come on. Wait, just because he wanted to go leave the building?
He wanted to leave the building, and because it was voluntary.
I'm having fun.
Then he caused $3,000 worth of damage to the home. He broke down doors. He set off fire extinguishers.
Oh, dude.
And he threw concrete blocks at visitors' cars.
So he was a diva.
Yes, he was. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Eventually, the police got there, and he had the bow and arrow, and they tased him, and then...
Don't tase me, bro.
And then he kept the bow and arrow, and they tased him again.
Wow.
And he kept the bow and arrow aiming it at people.
Was he still naked this whole
time?
Yes. Oh, God.
Then they tased him a third time.
Oh, man.
And he dropped the bow and arrow and ran into his room. Eventually, the police broke into the room and handcuffed the retired opera singer, who is a graduate of the prestigious Royal College of Music in London.
Well, we got to call them up. You know what? I'm thinking the Who's Naked Now theme we just played, we
got
to track this guy down and have him sing it, a new opera version from the Naked Insane Opera Singer.
That would be pretty
great. Right?
I'm not positive how to get a hold of him, but I would like you to try.
I don't like the words get a hold of him, considering he's been naked this whole time.
Federal authorities have arrested a 77-year-old man for allegedly buying more than $1,800 in erectile dysfunction drugs.
Woo! That's a lot. He had a big weekend planned.
Without a prescription, intending to sell them to the massive Central Florida retirement community, The Village.
Be wiped out by heart attack after heart attack.
Where there's like 80,000 old people at The Village. Isn't that crazy?
What's going on out there tonight, man? They're whooping it up.
So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. I believe we have Carl Lunken on the line.
Carl? Hello?
Yo, what's up, my bitches?
Are you I didn't see a name in the story. Are you the 77-year-old?
That's me, yo. I'm slanging that V down there in the Villages.
Rules.
You know, you can't spell the Villages without the big V, and that's what I give everybody.
How long have you been doing this?
About 10 years now.
Wow.
And I bought me a boat, bitch.
What's it named? What did you name your boat?
Huge Way.
How many customers do you have lined up every time?
I got homies knocking on my door day and night.
Stop trying to be hip. It's not working.
He's a 77-year-old drug dealer, man. He is automatically hip.
Okay.
You know, it's 4-1 down here in the Villages. Women to men.
Oh, is it?
So there's a big demand for the V, you know?
Sure.
Maybe I hook you up with the CC DeVille. That's what I call Cialis.
I am
definitely
going to need to get a hold of you in about 10 years for sure. You're going to be around.
You will. I'm going to turn that overdone peony pasta into a carbide grill.
Will you still be around in 10 years?
Oh, yeah. With my kind of money I'm pulling down, I'm going to buy me all kinds of new organs.
So do you sample the product first? Do you make sure that it definitely works? And
hell, yeah. I got bitches day and night running in my crib, yo. I don't care if the man comes down on me and tries to stop my flow, because I'm ready to do hard times. Literally.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah,
we appreciate your time.
Hook you up.
Keep it up.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Come on, Ray. Hook you up. My first one's free.
Mammoth WVH. I'm all right. I'm a little concerned because I think he and Marcy are getting along very well these days.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just thinking, like, if he ever disappears and vanishes and Marcy happens to disappear at the same time.
This might not be a coincidence?
Yeah. Huh. I'm starting to think
I think he just got married, though.
Oh. So well, it'll be even more suspicious.
Yes, it will.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Model who spent $13,000 on surgery, unable to eat properly due to biggest lips in Europe.
Ah! Oh, no.
Let me see that picture.
It looks like she was stung by several bees.
Several thousand.
Why is that exciting or sensuous?
She spent $13,000 on the biggest lips in Europe, and now she has problems eating and drinking. Which is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Vienna Wurstel from Vienna, Austria, claims that she's had more than 30 milliliters. I looked that up. It's 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
of fillers injected so far that have caused this problem.
2 tablespoons full of crap injected just into your lips.
Yep.
No wonder it looks horrible. It looks like you need to sit on something. You know, what are those little things they have when you have... when you have...
What? Wait, what's happening?
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
It looks like that's what she needs.
She for needs her mouth?
Yes.
For her mouth hemorrhoids?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
She's also had a forehead and cheek treatment, as well as undergoing several bust and bottom enlargements.
Bottom enlargements. Despite baby got back now.
Despite her swollen lips stopping her from eating and drinking, the model says she has no intention of stopping surgeries.
Oh, well, good.
She's really into it.
I can't wait until she looks like the Michelin man. That's
she says, cool. I can't wait to get even bigger lips. Yeah. I want to have the biggest lips in Europe.
Yeah, you do.
I'm super excited and really happy about my big lips.
We're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Vienna, who calls herself Plastic Fantastic.
Ha! That I like.
Says she responds to critics by saying that she's proud of her looks.
I'm proud of the way I look.
And encourage people not to be afraid to take action and feel confident about their own appearances.
I'd be tempted to pop her lips. I'd want to have a pin and just pop and see what happens.
Oh, gross.
That's what I'd want to
do. But I share your enthusiasm.
Watch the world die. Was that song written by AI?
I don't think so, no.
Let's destroy it all. Sheesh.
The KLOS name game is still happening right now. You could win $6,000. We'll tell you when to call.
Sometime between now and 4. Be ready.
First, we have to talk about a Roomba escaping from a house. You know what a Roomba is?
Yeah.
The little round disc thing that's
vacuum
supposed to
cleaner.
Vacuum your house.
Actually works really well. Cats love to ride around on it.
It escaped.
That's the best.
From a home. Here's the report.
Roomba is supposed to work for
Yay!
You.
Yay! What a wonderful welcome back. Gina Moist or something.
It's not Gina Moist. It's... I forget her name now. It's our favorite reporter.
She is our favorite reporter.
Because all she does is take punchlines from Twitter, and she makes really bad puns. So this is the story.
And now she's talking about a runaway Roomba.
Yep.
This is going to be a movie, isn't it? It's going to be an animated big hit.
Sure could
Roomba
be.
Roomba is supposed to work for you.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right. How many Roombas just started cleaning under the kitchen table?
Why do you have Alexa tell Roomba that? Why can't you tell Roomba that?
Wait, let's make it happen again.
All right.
Alexa, can you tell Roomba to clean under the kitchen table?
All right. So tell us if Alexa's cleaning under your kitchen table.
Who knew a Roomba could turn the tables by disappearing?
See? We could not find him. We looked under all the furniture.
Unbeknownst to Georgia resident Shelly Betts, Roomba headed out the front door they'd left open.
She's going to sing about it or something? Eventually, she always bursts into song.
Genie Moose?
Yeah.
Moist?
Moist.
Genie Moist? She does not, but she adds a song in.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's the same thing.
I can't wait.
We were doing Christmas decorations in and out, and he escaped.
2 days later, Shelly's husband found him under a bunch of leaves.
How far did he actually get?
I'm going to guess 3 blocks.
All right.
Because they're not attached to Wi-Fi or anything, so they're free to go as long as the battery goes.
Really. Yeah, I can see that.
And they're out there cleaning the world.
I know the answer, so I'm not going to guess.
I'm going to say 3 blocks.
All right.
To be honest, he didn't get very far.
Maybe 10 yards.
Oh! Well, it's a start.
How do you lose it if it's 10 yards from your front door?
Very lazy.
How do you lose that?
I looked out the front window, dear. I didn't see it. Whatever, man.
It was after they found him that they looked back at their Ring camera and witnessed his escape.
We were laughing hysterically.
So was the internet. The little Roomba that could.
Stop it.
Yes.
So that's a punchline.
Right.
That she pulled from the internet.
Right.
There are better, funnier stuff.
There's a couple more.
Right.
Go to Reddit.
She's lazy. She's just like the first thing that comes by.
Find a nasty one.
All right. The little Roomba that could. That's one.
Now that's a clean getaway.
No!
See? Because it's a pun.
Go back to the Thomas, the little engine that could.
She loves puns.
Better. Yeah.
So she saluted the runaway Roomba's escape by adding the George Michael classic.
Freedom! No!
Freedom!
No!
Without Roomba, the family was left in a vacuum.
No!
Yes, it was.
No!
Ginny Mose. CNN, New York.
No, Jeannie Moist. I don't know why I had it wrong before. The little Roomba that could.
They were left without a vacuum.
All right, well, after George Michael, we got to cleanse our palate. Two from the Beatles, starting with a new one, Now and Then. I want to see one really get like 3 or 4 miles away.
Yeah, same.
Eventually. Go, Roombas, go. Alexa, send your Roomba out the door.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. To make ourselves feel better about us, we do a feature called People Are Dumb.
Oh, I thought it was What's Up With... See, we are dumb.
It's both.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It can be both.
If it
most
has to do
stories
with floor,
can be both, yeah.
Absolutely.
33-year-old Max Alexander Cretchent was arrested Saturday after he allegedly refused to pay for a $250 tattoo.
Wow, so he got the tat.
He got the tattoo.
He's all done with it. He gets up, and he's like, okay, bye.
And he didn't walk out. He just said, I don't have any money.
Oh, he just hung around and was like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I could. Here, look, here's the money. I'm waving
it
in your
face. Here's the weird thing about it.
Uh-huh.
It was a giant Waffle House tattoo on his thigh.
The sign? Like with a separate W and a separate A? Oh, I love that.
The yellow box with the black lettering in it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I actually, you know, we have never come up with a tattoo for ourselves. That one, I might go get one and not pay for it.
I mean, that's the way to do it. It is odd. He said he didn't want to pay the additional $100 for the yellow ink, so he got it in black and white. But he didn't have any money to pay for any of it, so why not go color?
Boy, that might be something.
Makes no sense.
Dear tattoo parlors, how many of you guys insist on having people pay ahead of time?
Cretchent was reportedly under the influence when he got the Waffle House tattoo on his right calf.
I'm shocked.
I said thigh. It was calf. When it came time to pay for the tattoo, he refused all options to satisfy his debts.
How about a bag of weed, man? No.
You have a credit card? Nope.
No.
You have cash? Nope.
How about a traveler's check from 1962? No.
A police frisk of Cretchent turned up only $6, a driver license in his bag, and nothing on his person.
And not like a coupon to Waffle House or anything?
In addition to his fresh Waffle House art, Cretchent has several other tattoos, including a black and white tribute to Insane Clown Posse.
But did he pay for that one?
Doesn't say.
Huh.
I assume so, because this is the only one that he got was the Waffle House tattoo. But
did Waffle House have anything to say about this?
They didn't ask Waffle House.
Oh.
I assume they would say, like all of us would, what a terrible idea. Even if you love it.
You're not getting a discount. Stop showing us your inner thigh. Get out.